The following programming is sponsored by Home Improvement Fix and Facts. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Saying in her sleep, brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
Morning and welcome to Our House here at WWDB at Beasley Media Group. You are listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts with Carol Holloway on what's looking like a pretty nice day till later today when we get rain. I have another action-packed show. We're going to bring you some updates about contractors, some new federal code that they're trying to pass. We're going to spend some time with an interview with parenting expert Joyce Brewer from Mommy Talk, who talks about what they've teamed up with Target for first aid kits and Band-Aids and why they're important, which led me to take our show into first aid for all of you DIYers, just first aid in general, contractors, what you should have in your first aid kit and should you build your own, which I think is really going to be a lot of fun to talk about because you never know you need it till you need it. So why not be prepared? And then a little interview I told you about last week. It's kind of off the beaten trail, but I couldn't resist. I could not resist. Bill Nye, the science guy, has been replaced by Justin Mr. Fascinate Schaefer, who is now the top voice in technology, science communicator, his popular TV shows. But we had some local kids in our Philadelphia area that actually won the science contest. So I'll tell you a little bit more about that. But you really want to hear this and hear the ages of these youngsters that made first place with their inventions and then some other inventions that some of them could be really good for your home, too. So I thought that was really a fun thing to talk about. You are listening to us from out on City Line Avenue, and if you are listening right now and you have to go into work, you can always pull us up at WWDB.com and click on Home Improvement Fix and Facts and listen live or listen to the podcast later on in the day. You can also follow me on Instagram and Facebook and IM me with any messages you have because I know that lots of you do that, and that is under Home Improvement Fix and Facts. So there's all the technicalities, except for you can always call here if you want at 888-329-3306. That's 888-329-3306, and we always encourage phone calls, especially if you have questions or you want me to check things out for you. So the first thing I wanted to tell you about is what is happening according to Home Builders Institute, that's the HBI. The number of constructions, and this report just came out this week, the number of construction workers needed to keep up with the demand within the sector of construction is, for this year, 740,000 people. The organization says the severe shortage of construction workers continues to both weaken housing supply and affordability. The lack of construction labor is the major challenge for the nation's home builders who are struggling to expand housing inventory and improve affordability, according to HBI CEO Ed Brady. More training means pre-apprentice talent placed on job sites. More and better trained workers will result in greater productivity. Greater productivity will not only mean a boost to the housing supply, but also increase home builders' ability to pay workers more as the nationwide competition for all categories of labor continues to be stiff, unquote. So this report came out in the spring, and I'm pulling up this report from actually June 2nd just to show you how new it is. And this is the HBI Consumer Labor Market Report, which I told you about several months ago, where you could go in and enter your thoughts and answer questions about that. But the demand for construction workers still remains strong, with 103,000 net residential construction jobs added over the last 12 months. However, the number of unfilled jobs in the overall construction industry totals between 300,000 to 400,000 positions that are actually available out there right now. So we will need, just this month alone, 61,000 net hires to fill vacant positions. And this is adjusted for the projected growth of the construction industry to replace individuals estimated to leave the sector permanently. And according to the report, the median average construction worker is 41 years old. However, due to aging trends, the share of construction workers aged 25 to 54 decreased 69% from 72%. Decreased to 69% from 72.2% from 2015 to 2019. So that is skilled labor with a shortage that is definitely an energy crisis. And you hear me talk about that every week, that if you are looking for a job, there are jobs out there. Now, granted, some of us aren't able to do some of these jobs that are out there, but start as an apprentice. Take a base pay and learn the trade. I truly believe if you have a trade, you are never without a job. It's in our house, it's like the shoemaker whose children don't have shoes. We have so many repairs around our house, some that we started during COVID that we still haven't finished. And I was thinking about that driving in this morning. It's like, I need to bring these guys up to date on the basement remodel, which is 3/4 of the way complete. But we'll do that another time. So from 2022 to 2024, the HBI estimates the industry needs an additional 2.2 million net hires. That's skilled, you know, that's a skilled labor and energy crisis. If I've never heard of one before, that is certainly it. And we're in a new era of need and opportunity, and it requires a lot of serious collaboration, Brady says. The building industry, labor, and the public and nonprofit sectors must work together to create good-paying jobs for a new generation of skilled workers in construction. So despite the shortage, construction wages compare favorably with most of the jobs in the economy. And I think this is really important for our DIYers that are out there that might be looking to say, maybe this is something I like. Maybe this is something I could do full time. Or maybe it's for some of you kids that have decided not to go to college but have decided to take on a trade. And this is a great opportunity to learn for all you high schoolers that are getting out there in the job market with temporary jobs this summer. You would be amazed at what you can learn and what you can do in there, out in that industry. So half of the payroll workers in construction earn more. Now, this is vague, okay? They earn more than $49,000 annually compared with the U.S. median wage of $45,700. And the top percentile of construction workers earn at least $75,820 in construction. That is not bad. Now, companies do make more than that. You might look at it and say, oh, well, they make so much more. They charge me so much money. Remember, when they're giving you pricing on your projects and you're pricing out whether it's a new building, whether it's a big job site, whether it's remodels or whatever, those construction prices, you might be, well, they gave me an estimate for $120,000. It might be because your materials are in there. So the top quarter of workers in the overall economy make at least $68,500 in the construction industry. Yes, sir. That's not bad money. Not bad at all.
Not at all.
And construction workers usually, they might start an earlier day. Most job sites you can't start till 8 or 8:30 in the morning. And they usually knock it off around 4 o'clock. And I'll be bringing some of that into my home improvement first aid kit, too, about construction workers. So you want to stay tuned. According to the HBA, women make up 10.9% of total construction force in 2020, an increase from 10.3% in 2019, and immigrant workers account for 24% of the construction force, down from the record high of 24.4% in 2016. And I think part of that relates back to the border, because we do have a lot of migrant workers immigrant workers that come up and do help in construction and landscaping and all those other things. And I think we're losing some of those workers. So as a nation, we need to build the next generation of skilled tradespeople. And that means recruiting more women. And as you know, if you go back through my podcast and you look up Molly Elkman and the house that she built, she talked to you about the book that she wrote that was designed for children, but I think adults need to read it as well, about what it is like in the trade industry, especially for women. It means training, placing minority, lower income, and opportunity for kids, like I said, with good paying jobs. And it's also important an important way to fight against social inequality. So the HBI, based in Washington, D.C., trains skilled workers for the building industry. The organization provides pre-apprenticeship and advanced training, certificate programs, assistance in obtaining apprenticeships, and job placement services for students. The HBI releases its construction labor market annual, their market report on a biannual basis, which is every spring and every fall. So I do recall speaking about that with you. So there are construction jobs out there. So for those of you that are looking and you think that this might be a place to get into, if you're a strong DIYer in your industry, this is definitely a place that you want to get involved. So, cha-ching, that's that one. There is definitely money to be made in that industry without a doubt. And there are so many jobs. Yes, you just keep that going. But along with that, here's how the government wants to get involved. Not necessarily in that part of the industry, but the federal officials launch a national initiative to advance building codes. So, you know, you got this on one hand. Now you got all these building codes going on. And the initiative aims to improve building codes for disaster resilience. So for those of you that have vacation homes along the coast, whether it's the east or west, whether you're in New Jersey, a lot of people have their, you know, their snowbird houses down in Florida. This is some new code that they are working on as the, and this is also a brand new report that is out. As the Atlantic hurricane season commences, a new national initiative to advance building codes has been announced. So you definitely want to know this. By updating building codes to make homes and buildings more resistant to disaster, federal officials hope to reduce property damage, save lives, and lower energy costs. Well, I have a thing about that lowering energy cost, because my PICO bill keeps going cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. It keeps going up and up and up. It's driving me crazy. And if you recall, there's a lot of initiatives going on with solar power right now that the Biden administration is trying to roll out. But for us personally, we can't take advantage of it because the cost is not cost effective to move our our utility box, our circuit breaker box, which offsets the cost, so it's not worth it to us. But anyway, approved by the National Climate Task Force, the initiative comes as intense storms may be expected to coastal communities. Who says there is not climate change? Hello, we went from winter to summer. It rained all through the spring, and we have a bunch of rain coming this month or this week, too. The program is designed to help buildings withstand damage caused by all natural disasters, including wildfires, tornadoes, and floods. The code ensures, for example, that roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds, that construction materials are resistant to flood damage, and that insulation helps reduce heating and cooling costs, officials say. And remember, we did a show not too long ago on heating and cooling costs for your home and how to know if you're energy efficient. It's kind of a no-brainer to make new houses and buildings more energy efficient and as a means of reducing climate change impact, says Wendell Porter, the emeritus professor of the building professions at the University of Florida. Location is what really matters, he said. So I want to fill you in a little bit more on that report. I remember seeing on the news, and they've played it over and over again, that house, I don't remember, somewhere off the East Coast that was literally floating in the water. Somebody's beach house was floating in the water. So climate change is definitely a factor in what we are doing. So updating building codes provides a range of smart design and construction methods that save lives, reduce property damage, and lower utility bills, just like I said. I think it's important for us to look at this. The adoption of hazard-resistant building codes saves communities $11 per every dollar invested. And that is a finding by the National Institute of Building Sciences. So I am going to say to all of you that if you are having some new construction done on your house, maybe these are some questions that you want to ask your contractor, your architect, your builder about the area that you live in. I know, and you've heard me say this, we kind of live on the top of the hill. We get really strong winds that blow through. And if our roof is getting older and we're going to need to reshingle it, don't I want to do it with the right materials? Don't you want to do the best that you can do and make your house more energy efficient and resistant to climate change? So the National Climate Task Force earlier this year comes amid signs of coastal communities that should brace themselves for more intense storms. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicts 14 to 21 storms named in the Atlantic this season, with 6 to 10 becoming hurricanes and 3 to 6 turbocharging into major hurricanes with winds greater than 110 miles per hour. Where's my sound effects, Wes?
We actually don't have a wind sound effect. I should make one.
Yeah, really. I'm sure I'll talk about this again. It already began with Agatha, the storm that battered Mexico over the past few days, and may reform in the Gulf of Mexico and threaten parts of Florida by this past weekend, which it did not do. This initiative is proof that acting on climate change can deliver countless benefits to all Americans, especially in our most vulnerable communities.
There you go.
There we go. Turn that up.
It's actually kind of soothing.
It actually is. That'd be good to go to sleep to.
Yeah.
Like the drip, drip, drip of water.
Right. Oh, that makes me have to pee.
Yeah, could you imagine playing that during the middle of the night and running to the bathroom 10 times? So I just want to let everybody know, especially in our construction industry and for all you people out there that are looking at building down the shore, along the beaches, or already have a house, that the codes ensure that, like I said, roofs can withstand hurricane force winds, that construction materials are flood resistant to flood damage, and the insulation helps reduce heating and cooling costs. Speaking of floods, and I bought Wes a present today. My husband and I, this is Carol going off topic slightly. My husband and I found a new brewery, which was amazing. It's called Animated Brewing in Coatesville, PA, right off of 82, go down Highway 30, take the 82 exit, and it's right off that 82 exit.
255 Mount Airy Road, Coatesville, Pennsylvania.
Oh, you got it. Awesome. Well, here's what's really cool. We're beer drinkers. I'm a wine drinker, beer drinker, water drinker, coffee. There you go. That's what I drink, period. Nothing else. anyway, we found this brewery. It was recommended to us by our painter. And he said, you got to check this place out. Well, we went there and we had, their board had 12 beers on tap, and we had six of the beers that were on tap and liked every single one. Well, talking to the owners and the sales director, we found out that they had a flood. Right. First of all, they were supposed to open right during COVID. Then they got flooded when Coatesville, if you heard about this in the news last year, got flooded. And they're going to be guests on our show over the next couple weeks. We're still working out the details to talk about what happened with their business. Even though it's not a construction business, what they had to go through for construction to rebuild. I mean, the water was knee high, if not higher. They have a mark on the wall because it's right along the Brandywine River. Great place to go. I mean, super great place. And they're going to be telling us about their Father's Day event that's coming up. Anyway, I want them to come on and talk to you about what their business went through. having been hit by COVID and then having a flood on top of that, and how they have managed to survive and what they went through as a business owner dealing with a flood. So I can't wait to have them on. And Wes is going to report to me next week how he liked the sample I brought him, because we love it. I mean, this is going to be our new place. And they have food there. Check their menu. They have events there. They have a garden outside. I mean, but I think the knowing, you know, I'm talking about the new building code and disaster and all of that stuff that's going on. And then knowing that these guys went through, I just thought it was so worthwhile to know what's, you know, to know what happened, how these guys got back on their feet and how they're managing. So there's a lot going on with weather. I know President Biden is supposed to visit New Mexico. I don't think he did that yet. I know he was supposed to travel, I think, this week to New Mexico to review the briefing from state and federal officials dealing with the largest wildfires in state history. So there's a lot. And like I said, the government really wants you to disaster-proof your home, and FEMA is proposing all types of things for your house. Your houses due to the what happened with Hurricane Ida. As I told you before, my son lives down in New Orleans, right down there. And he just happens to live in a safe little spot that seems to not get hit by all these floods and things that are hitting. So, and you're seeing it everywhere. You're seeing these floods absolutely everywhere. So that brings you up to date on all that good stuff. We're going to take a quick commercial break to thank our sponsors, Monroe and Kent Interiors, and then we're going to come back and talk about how to build your first aid kit.
There are no limits to unique and personal design styles. Monroe and Kent Home will help you expand your creative potential. Complimentary interior design services. Explore a universe of design possibilities, furniture, window treatments, and more. 30-day love it or return it guarantee. A free 5-year premium warranty on purchases of $1,500 or more. Monroe and Kent Home, where home happens.
Appointments are available at the new Monroe and Kent Design Studio in West Berlin, New Jersey, just minutes from Philadelphia. Book your design services today at monroeandkentinteriors.com or call 877-890-SOFA. That's 877-890-7632.
Hey, Wes, did you see all that chocolate I left on your desk this morning?
I did. What's the special occasion?
Well, the special occasion is I had a salted caramel candy bar, and I loved it so much that I called the company. It's called SkinnyDipped.com. Did you try that salted caramel candy bar?
Yeah, salted caramel dark chocolate. Delicious.
Yeah.
Can't believe this is only 3 grams of sugar per serving. But what I really like about that fact is that it doesn't taste like artificial sweetener.
I know.
Which is something that I dislike about a lot of things that are marketed as less sugar.
And that's why when I got that candy bar, I thought I would just have a square or two, and I ended up eating the whole thing.
It's tough to stop.
The other thing that makes it really cool is that there are real non-GMO ingredients. So less calories, less net carbs. Hello.
They have so many different varieties too. I'm on their website right now, skinnydipped.com. They have candy bars, nuts, peanut butter cups, variety packs. It's pretty much endless.
The reason why I wanted to share this with you, it says if you love us, tell the world. So I'm telling the world. Check them out at skinnydip.com. Check them out at one of your local markets. Gotta listen a little. All right. Little mellow music.
So this band, I played this band because it's called, they're called First Aid Kit.
Are they really?
But I've been absolutely obsessed with this band recently. It's all I've been listening
to. Turn
it
up a little more. Let's listen for a minute.
So they have this like folky country vibe.
Yeah.
But sometimes they more have like an indie rock vibe.
Yeah.
They're so good.
I can hear it. A little bit of Cranberries feel in there too.
A little bit, yeah. And they're two sisters and they're Swedish. Like, they born and raised in Sweden, but they speak English with no accent. It's very weird, but
what?
They're so good.
And they're called First Aid.
First Aid Kit.
I love it. First Aid Kit.
Yeah.
Ha ha. Love it. Thanks for sharing that.
Sure.
I thought it was important because we are in the thick of all of this, that it was important just in time for summer, holidays, vacations, DIYers, all of that stuff. It's important to be prepared for every little adventure in your life, especially the usual cuts and scrapes and bruises that come every day. And it's more important for parents to be prepared for the unexpected. And as the experts say, being prepared is half the battle, especially in DIY injuries. We're going to talk about that. And that's why we have this unique opportunity to do a little bit of a PSA, public service announcement, with Joyce Brewer and Target. Joyce Brewer is the parenting and mommy blogger of Mommy Talk Show and has teamed up with Band-Aid. Yay, Johnson & Johnson Band-Aid. Any Band-Aids are good as long as they work. I just checked our supply and my grandson was there this weekend and he needed a Band-Aid and he comes out with like a corn pad and he goes, look, Mom, this is a very unique Band-Aid. I'm like, yeah, it is. Okay, cool. Couldn't find all the Band-Aids because they're in my husband's first aid kit and in his truck. But Band-Aid is bringing families into a personalized, stylish, build-your-own first aid kit experience exclusively at Target and Target.com. And those who partake, Joyce is going to tell us some of the things that we can do. But she is a mom and a professional storyteller. She's worked in all kinds of media platforms. She's a video blogger, a mom blogger, a digital media manager, freelance writer, author of What You Know, A Business Idea Guide for Moms. And I just thought it was really cool that she could join us and bring us this little PSA. And then we're going to expand on that when we're done talking to her. So let's have a talk with Joyce.
Hi, Carol. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for joining us. Just in time for summer, huh?
Exactly. And just in time for my AC to go out. But we're
Oh, yuck. That's horrible.
I know. I'm thinking cool thoughts while I do this. I'm thinking cool thoughts.
Okay, there you go. So with summer almost here, I'm telling you, we've already had the bumps and bruises and the cuts and the Band-Aids and everything else. So I wanted to ask you if you could tell us more about what we can do to personalize a first aid kit.
Well, my son has been counting down to summer, getting outside with his friends. You know, we live close to a trail. He wants to get out. He wants to do all of those things. But we also like parks and beach trips and going to the pool. So when we're out there having all this fun, there's going to be the inevitable boo-boo, no matter what we do, which is why it's always important to keep a personalized first aid kit on hand to fit your family's needs. Now, my family likes to get out and do some of those fun things, but to make sure I'm ready, I want to make sure that my first aid kit is in my bag or in my car before we head out the door. So I put together a first aid kit that includes Band-Aid brand adhesive bandages that have long been a staple in families' medicine cabinets. I know I grew up with them.
Mm-hmm.
Band-Aid brand is the number one recommended brand and the best quality bandages for all your bumps, wounds, and scrapes. That's why I'm teaming up with Band-Aid brand to remind parents, be proactive now, get your first aid kits ready because kids are going to be having lots of summer fun.
Mm-hmm. And just besides kids, even adults. So I know with a lot of our listeners, we have a lot of DIYers outside trying to do their own gardening and their own deck repairs and even on the inside. Yes, can you imagine? Are there any specific types of Band-Aids that we would recommend for different purposes?
Yeah, Band-Aid brand has a variety of for everyone. But the thing we want to remind people is that I buy all of my first aid kit essentials at Target, and you probably do too. When you buy at least 3 qualifying Johnson & Johnson products at Target or on Target.com, you'll receive a free design first aid bag with Band-Aid band that comes with 2 bright and colorful designs. These stylish and functional bags come with purchase for all your first aid kit essentials. So you talked about your DIY fans. They may want to keep this, you know, design bag in their shed, on their back porch, someplace handy so they can reach for all of the things that they need.
Mm-hmm. I know they make so many cool Band-Aids, and I myself as an adult would prefer to wear a fun Band-Aid. But I'm questioning the Flex waterproof Band-Aids. How well do they work?
Well, you know, my son likes the pool too, and he likes, you know, going to the beach and all of those things. So the Band-Aid brand Waterblock Flex bandages, they're 100% waterproof. They're designed to stay on even when wet. and they feature an ultra-flexible four-sided seal adhesive. So like you were saying, I want to make sure it stays on, and it's designed to keep the pad dry while blocking out water, dirt, and germs, and even, you know, some of the things that your DIY listeners might be doing, you know, sawdust, sweat, all of those things. They can use the Brand-Aid Waterblock Flex bandages for that as well.
Oh, that's good to know. That's good to know. Now, if they do purchase three items and they send away for this first aid kit, does this have, like, everything that you need in it, even, like, ACE bandages and things?
Well, the kit comes with the purchase. So as long as you buy qualifying Band-Aid brand products, you'll get the complimentary bag, let's just say. You can see
nice.
It right there in the Target store. It'll be online, or if you order it online, you can choose the design that you want, and then you take the essentials that you purchase from Band-Aid brand and put that in the bag, and you can have it whenever you need it.
Nice. I like that. So along with this, are there other things, are there any other tips that we should have for filling that with Band-Aid first aid products to be prepared?
Yeah. So if you have little kids, you know, I know a lot of people like Disney Pixar, so there's the Band-Aid brand Lightyear bandages that feature Buzz Lightyear and his friends that the little ones are going to love. There's the Band-Aid brand flexible bandages. Like you said, some of your DIY clients may be using their tools and things like that. They want to make sure that the Band-Aid brand is going to move along with them. And as an African-American mom with friends from various backgrounds, we love the Band-Aid brand Our Tone adhesive bandages. They come in three shades of brown, so it blends with all your friends, all their skin tones.
Cool.
Everyone can embrace, you know, whichever color fits them. So the Our Tone designs are really designed for that.
Oh, wow, Joyce, that's pretty cool that you can actually match it that way. I like it. So there's something for everyone, whether you're a DIYer, whether you're a young kid, whether you're around water or just like sweaty conditions. You can pick like anything that you want, right?
You can. And one other thing about the ouchies, you know, we want to keep some of these boo-boos clean. So there's the Band-Aid brand pain-relieving antiseptic wound cleansing spray, which I wish mom had back in the day.
I need those for my husband. Tell me a little more about those.
So the wound cleansing spray helps clean and relieve the pain of minor cuts and burns and things like that. And I like that it's a no-sting spray because a lot of people, you know, they kind of draw back at the idea of, you know, using anything to clean out their, you know, their boo-boos. But this is a no-sting spray. It contains benzylcoin MCI, which is a first aid antiseptic, and it effectively kills 99% of germs because we really want to make sure we don't have any infection. We want to keep the Band-Aid brand bandages on while those wounds are healing.
Oh, I like that. So instead of going through this 2-3-step process, it's just wash and put the Band-Aid on and not have to worry about any of the medications that we normally put on. I like that a lot. I need those.
Exactly. And then you can fit them all into the, you know, the design bag that you choose when you go on a Target, when you go to your Target store, or when you go to Target.com.
Right, and that's exactly what I was going to ask you, where we could find more information.
Exactly. So, the Band-Aid brand Build Your Own First Aid Kit promotion is only available at your Target store or online at Target.com. It's from now until mid-October, and it's only while supplies last. So if this sounds good to you, you're going to want to get out there, go to your Target store, go to Target.com, and get them while supplies last.
All right. Well, Joyce, I thank you so much for helping our listeners to understand a little bit more, know that there's more than just one or two choices for Band-Aids, and keep up the good work with MommyTalkShow.com.
Thank you, and you have a safe summer.
Thank you. You too. Take
Oh, I remember that commercial. Still popular. Oh, my goodness. So we're going to talk about putting your first aid kit together for you DIYers out there, as well as just for your family in general. But I wanted to let construction people and DIYers know that the number one cause of death and accidents for construction workers is falls. Falls remain the leading cause of work-related deaths in construction, accounting for more than 1 in 3, 36.4% of the total numbers of fatalities in this industry. 401 of the 991 construction fatalities that were reported in 2019 were falls. hello to a lower level. Oh, my goodness. So again, going back to hiring construction workers, you want to make sure that you have the proper insurance to cover all that. So what remains the biggest cause of fatal injuries and major industries in the construction industry? Falls from heights, being struck by moving vehicles, and being struck by moving, including flying, falling objects continue as the top three cause of fatal injuries. That's a lot. I mean, that's a lot. Another one in the top four was electrocutions. Hello. I don't like electricity. That's why my husband, even though he's a general contractor carpenter, does only minor electric stuff. We call our electrician in to do that. These are known. So falls, electrocutions, being struck by objects, and being caught in or between objects are the four leading causes of construction worker fatalities by OSHA and account for more than half of construction worker deaths a year. Oh my goodness. Are you prepared? Do you know what to do if something like that happens? I'm not sure. I'm really not sure what to do. I did a little homework on all of that. And what you should do after a fall is these are the things to look for. And this is the biggest cause. This is why I'm going into that. And I'll tell you a little bit more about putting your first aid kit together. Headaches. One of the most common injuries after a fall that involves striking the head is a concussion. So you want to look for the signs of concussion. You want to look for the dilation of the pupils. Are they dilating? Is the person able to follow your finger left and right, in and out? Severe pain or pain that doesn't go away. Back pain. Very important, dizziness, balance problems, and vertigo. Any swelling of any area, ringing of the ears, or as they call it, tinnitus, stomach pain, very important, blurred vision, and light sensitivity. These are some things that you should be looking for if you happen to have a fall. And it happens all the time. What is the best way to treat some of the falls, sprained ankles, elbows, things like that? The RICE approach is one of the best things that you can do, which is rest, ice, compression, and elevation over the injured part of your body. Over-the-counter and safe prescription pain relievers. Believe it or not, pain relievers aren't necessarily recommended in a first aid kit, but I think you should keep them in there, including aspirin, because aspirin under the tongue helps with heart attacks. Anti-inflammatory medications, physical therapy, cast and splints, and there's two types of traction for fractures, which is skin and skeletal. So, should you go to a doctor after a fall? If your fall caused a broken bone, of course, emergency care is needed, but is immediately needed. But other sprains, strains, fractures can be treated at your primary care doctor or at an urgent care place. But don't wait. If you think that you could be having a concussion or anything like that, falls definitely cause broken bones like wrist, ankle, hips, arms. They can cause head injuries and they can be extremely serious, especially if the person that fell is already on certain medications like blood thinners. So you really need to know what is going on with the person and ask those questions. So I did a little work on what you can do for a first aid kit, and I did some research. It is actually, they say it's cheaper to build your own first aid kit, and I'm going to tell you what you need to have in there. However, I have found some great websites. The OSHA website for first aid kits has first aid kits ranging from like $9 to $30, $40, which is not very much. So I would certainly check them out. But there's definitely some things that you want to keep in your first aid kit at all times. And I'm going to give you some of those things because you as a construction worker need to know and have it on your truck. As a matter of fact, I think it's mandatory that you have a first aid kit in your truck for some of the things that are out there. But there's really, and you can literally go to the first-aid-product.com and pull up all their first aid kits, and you can do it based on how you want it. And you can do it for construction workers. You can do for urgent care first aid. You can do it for how many people are in your business and the type of material, how you want it stored. So I think that is really, really important. So some of the things that you want to make sure that you have in your first aid kit, and I'm going to make this really quick because I definitely want to get to work to Mr. Fascinate and our young kids. But 20 essentials that you should have in your first aid kit. You should always keep a first aid kit in your home, and it should always be within easy reach of an adult, but should be stored away from children so they don't get into things. Having a well-stocked first aid kit is essential, and ensuring that you have the right supplies to deal with emergencies in a moment's notice. And I always recommend keeping one in your car too. First aid kits, like you know, can be purchased at the drugstores, Target, places like that. Or if you choose to make one yourself, you can choose a container that is spacious, easy to open, and easy to carry. Like a plastic tackle box is great for keeping all your first aid supplies in. And it's great to make homemade first aid containers to give as gifts. I think they're great, especially for like a new married couple. They don't think of things like that. Maybe a new mom. Or maybe a new business startup. If you decide to make your own first aid kit, these are the 20 essential supplies you need to make sure that you include. I'm going to go through the list rather quickly, but you can always go to my podcast here at Home Improvement Fix and Facts at WWDB to get the list again. Or, of course, like I do your homework, and you can find that list on the internet. You should have a first aid manual, different size sterile gauze pads, adhesive tape, band-aids in several different sizes, elastic bandages like ACE wraps, antiseptic wipes, antiseptic ointment, antiseptic solution like hydrogen peroxide. Love that as a solution. Now this one says acetaminophen and ibuprofen should be in your bag. In your kit. I've seen other reports that say they're not necessary. I personally would put it in there. For the bee stings and the splinters that you get, Mr. DIYer, putting your new deck in, tweezers are important, as well as scissors and disposable instant ice packs. I love those things. You just shake them, break them, and they get cold. Alcohol wipes, plastic non-latex gloves, and Lord knows we all have a bunch of them laying around, a flashlight, and extra batteries. You should keep a blanket in there or one of those foil-looking blankets that are really thin, but you can open it up and keep you warm. A mouthpiece for administering CPR can be purchased at a drugstore. So if you don't want to touch the person's lips to give them CPR, you can use a mouthpiece. Calamine lotion, a splint, and a thermometer. Make sure you read the entire first aid manual to understand what your contents are and how to use them. And this way you are prepared for anything that can happen. And like I said, constantly running out of Band-Aids, which always happens in our house. Just make sure you stock up. Get them when they're on sale. Replace missing parts and items as soon as you use them. And a well-kept first aid kit is necessary in every house to help you handle emergencies in your home. So this is a home improvement fix and fact that you should fix what you don't have in your kit. You should get one if you don't have one. And the fact is that it can save a lot of time and money if you have an injury, and it can also save lives. So I just want to put that out there. If you are outdoors and you're using bug spray and things like that, I just want to make it clear, sunscreen and bug spray, two important things that you as a contractor will have if you're doing outdoor landscaping. If you have it in your eyes, make sure you have an eye wash in your first aid kit, or get to a water source immediately so that you can definitely take care of anything that you get in your eye, because it will cause temporary blindness if you get too much in there and you don't rinse it. And I just had somebody just say to me, did you discuss the symptoms of heart attack? No, I didn't, but I'm going to bring that up next week. And I thank you for that, because I thought of that and I don't have enough time to do it. But because it's Father's Day coming up in 2 weeks, two Sundays next week, we are going to be doing a Father's Day show with gifts for dad. And I also will be discussing the symptoms of a heart attack because our dads tend to overexert themselves when they're outside. So thank you for that question. I'm going to be talking about it next week on the show as part of our continued control. Be careful with what you're doing outside with bug spray and things like wasp killer. You know, you don't think of that in your DIY kit, but hello, if you happen to be trimming bushes and Mr. DIYer doing some new stuff or getting up in the eaves, checking those gutters, and you come across a bees or wasp net, you want to have some bug spray handy too. So those are my temporary things that you want to put in your kit as well. So those are some of my recommendations. Thank you for sending me your question. We're going to be talking about that next week, about heart attacks and dad and mom and gifts. We're going to be talking about gifts next week for Father's Day as well as we're getting ready. You know, what does dad really want for Father's Day? We're going to only have a week. So we're going to be joining. Dave White is going to be joining us next week from Home Depot out of a store associated in Atlanta. And he's worked in the electrical, plumbing, and kitchen and bath industry for eons. So he's going to help us put some gifts together from Home Depot. Okay, before I run out of time here, I definitely want to get Mr. Fascinate on, Justin Schaefer. I told you he's the new Bill Nye, the science guy, and he is nationally renowned as one of the top advocates for science education in the nation. He is in LinkedIn, top voice technology, science communicator, popular TV host and producer, and has starred in shows for ABC News, Hulu, PBS Digital Studios, and the Travel Channel. And Justin just hosted the 30th annual Toshiba NSTA Explore Vision Challenge and the world's largest K-12 science competition. And I had to get these kids on. I just had to get them on. Justin's goal was to be the STEM for what ESPN is to sports. And these are two little local kids, kindergarten and third grade. They are, let me see if I can get their names right here. Elias and James Angstedt, and they are going to tell us about the invention that won them first place in these awards, as well as some other science projects that we're going to talk about, some of them for your home improvements. So let's see if we have that ready to go.
Hey, Carol, how's it going?
Hey, Mr. Fascinate. Thanks for joining us today, and thank you for bringing these two amazing children on board.
Oh, they have a fantastic project. You're going to be really excited to hear about it.
I can't wait. Well, you know what? I know I have a lot to talk about with you, Justin, but I want to get right to Elijah and James and find out, Elijah, how did you come up with this idea and what's it called?
We got the idea of the Nightmare No More Pajamas because my little brother, James, he always had nightmares and he had to go to our mom and dad and they did not like that. So we decided to think of a project that would help slow down or even stop him crying and running up to our mom and dad's room. And
How did you make it work? What do these pajamas do that are so special?
The thing that they do that is very special is they monitor your sleeping activity and you can program your own dream. So it monitors if you're having a bad dream, so it can switch it from a bad dream to the programmed dream that you wanted.
Oh, that's pretty cool. James, have you had any more nightmares?
Well, not anymore.
Okay, no. So you don't have nightmares anymore from since you've been wearing your cool Nightmare No More pajamas?
Yes.
Awesome. That's great. Well, Justin, these kids are amazing, and they placed first in the K through third grade. So tell me how this works.
Yeah, so the NSTA Explorer Vision Challenge by Toshiba is the largest K-12 science competition in the world. And it's really not like the other ones. I mean, there's a lot of opportunities for young kids like these to explore and expand their imaginations and develop interests in science, technology, engineering, and math careers. And the Nightmare No More Pajamas is an excellent example of how that can work. I mean, this year we had 2,000 teams participate. That's up to 6,000 K-12 students from the U.S. and Canada, and in the past 30 years, 450,000 students have participated, coached by up to 30,000 teachers. So, truly an unprecedented effort.
Oh my goodness. So, what inspired the winning science projects?
The thing that inspired us was James having nightmares.
Uh-huh. Oh, Elias, you're amazing. How did you figure out the technology to make this work?
We figured it out from looking up things that can monitor you, and we came up with Smart Fabric, which can send signals from your phone to the fabric. So
that's amazing. That is amazing. So do you and James, do you think you're going to be future scientists like Mr. Fascinate Justin here?
Probably.
I sure hope so, because being in third grade, you're so busy and learning so much to begin with, and to be so smart to come up with such a creative idea, and especially to help your little brother so he doesn't have nightmares. And James, I'm so glad that these are working for you.
Yeah, me too.
I know.
Yeah,
he's
me
there.
Too.
There you go. So, Justin, what would you say to other kids to get them excited about science?
Yeah, I mean, I think that this is a really cool opportunity for young kids because, you know, you look at young folks like these and, you know, they're just like you. If you're a kid watching this at home or if you're a parent, they had a problem they wanted to solve, and they used science, technology, a little engineering, and probably some math to do it. And so, you know, when you think about STEM, you shouldn't just think of it as a bunch of fun facts about igneous and metamorphic rocks. You should think of it as solutions to problems that you care about. And that's exactly what these young people have done with the Nightmare No More Pajamas.
I love it. And they're local boys. They're right here in our listening area. So I love it. But Justin, I know that there are some other winning innovations. Can you share a few of those with us before I have to let you go to do 50 million more other interviews?
Yeah, sure. So we have the CCBot, which is this nano robot that travels to the heart and solves issues with cardiovascular disease. We've got the iSpy Stroke, which is a sleep mask that you put on. It monitors your brain and alerts medical professionals if you have a stroke in your sleep. There's the Diabetic Balance Shoe, which alleviates issues with diabetes. So some really innovative ideas that make you think, dang, I should have came up with this.
And I have to ask you about one more I saw on your list, the fungi. What is it? Plastivore Purifier?
Yeah, the fungi Plastivore Purifier. So yeah, it actually detects polyurethane or a plastic's presence in the soil. And once it identifies it, it plants a mushroom or a mycelium into the soil. And then it actually digests that polyurethane and helps to purify our soil, make it a little bit less microplasticky.
What? I think these are all amazing inventions. I'm just floored. Elias, James, you are phenomenal, and I'm so glad that you came on our radio show to share with everybody who's listening how fabulous you are.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Thank you both. Justin, where can we go if we have listeners that want more information?
Yeah, for more information, they can check out exploravision.org.
That's so easy. And where will we be finding you if we want to look you up? Where will you be turning up?
Oh, well, if you Google search Mr. Fascinate, that's Mr. dot the word Fascinate. I'll pretty much be the first few pages of that. So you can find out what I'm up to there.
Awesome. I know your day is so busy, and I could spend the whole afternoon with you guys. You're amazing. So thank you for at least joining us here.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Have a great day, you guys.
Bye-bye.
I couldn't resist this interview. I had to do it. Are these kids too freaking adorable? And the fact that there was something for home improvements in there. But five-year-old and an eight-year-old came up with these amazing pajamas. I think they should make them in adult sizes too. I really, really do. I mean, this was just an interview that I couldn't pass up. And especially because the winners were from Greenfield Elementary School right here in Philadelphia. Hello. Can you get any more cuteness in an interview with these smart little kids? So I had to share that. And I really liked the one that I asked him about the DIY project that somebody came up with for your soil. And how to tell if there's plastics in your soil. So I thought that was really super, super cool. Well, how lucky am I to get these interviews? Those kids, I'm telling you, I could eat them up. They were just amazing. So next week, we are going to continue just a little section of our first aid talking about the stress of the summer and when we're not staying hydrated and how that can cause heart attacks within our dads when they're out there working. It doesn't matter what your age you are, it can happen, or a stroke. And we're going to be talking about great home improvement, DIYer, Father's Day gifts. So I don't want you to miss next week's interview. That's going to be some great stuff that we have going on. So I have so much more, and I can't wait to get Animated Brewery on here to talk about their flood and all that they had to do to go through to rebuild their business and what it cost. We're going to be talking about the cost of those contractors and flood remediation. So don't forget to listen to Home Improvement Fix and Facts every Tuesday at 8 o'clock. And if you miss us, please go to the WWDB website, WWDB.com, and check out Home Improvement Fix and Facts. And you can listen to any of the interviews I've done in the past. Thank you for being loyal listeners. And I appreciate you every week that you're here with me. And even when you're not, you take care, have a great week, and be safe.